Blackstone Audio presents. The Trail to Peach Meadow Canyon by Louis L'Amour. Chapter 1. Winter snows were melting in the forests of the Kaibab, and the red and orange hue of the 1,000-foot vermilion cliffs was streaked with the dampness of melting frost. Deer were feeding in the forest glades among the stands of ponderosa and fir, and the trout were leaping in the streams. Where sunlight trailed through the webbed overhang of the leaves, the water danced and sparkled. 5 deer were feeding on the grass along a mountain stream back of Finger Butte, their coats mottled by the light and shadow of the sun shining through the trees. A vague something moved in the woods behind them, and the 5-pronged buck lifted his regal head and stared curiously about. He turned his nose into the wind, reading it cautiously. But his trust was betrayal, for the movement was downwind of him. The movement came again, and a young man stepped from concealment behind a huge fir, not 20 feet from the nearest deer. He was straight and tall in gray-fringed buckskins, and he wore no hat. His hair was thick, black, and wavy, growing fully over the temples. And his face was lean and brown. Smiling, he walked toward the deer with quick, lithe strides, and had taken 3 full steps before some tiny sound betrayed him. The buck's head came up and swung around, and then, with a startled snort, it sprang away, the others following. Mike Bastian stood grinning, his hands on his hips. "Well, what do you think now, Roundy?" he called. "Could your Apache beat that? I could have touched him if I had jumped after him." Rance Roundy came out of the trees, a lean, wiry old man, with a gray mustache and blue eyes that were still bright with an alert awareness. "No, I'll be darned if any Apache ever lived as could beat that," he chortled. "Not a mite of it. And I never seen the day I could beat it."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?